This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Know a couple of them.
I tell you what, I love
it. It's got a groove. I like it.
So this part right here, the guy singing, his name's R.L. Burnside. Mm-hmm. Apparently he's dead and has been for a while.
Oh, no, like Burnside Bears.
This is Bernstein, like Leonard. But, so he's like from like the turn of the century. But then this guy right here, this part, doing the dropping the GDs that we're bleeping. He's like a, what's the guy's name? The guy that takes, he's like a producer. Gosh, I can't think of his name. He did he produces songs and then he'll stand there and pretend to play a guitar, but he's also like a rich kid. God, I can't think of his name now.
Is it Noel Golden?
No.
Can't think of who it is.
Remember the guy you did like the song with, Oh, man.
Talking about Ronson?
Yeah, Mark Ronson.
Yeah.
He's kind of like that guy. So he took this and then, yeah.
I was thinking, is this Stubbs? First, I was thinking Ernest Tubbs. I'm like, no, he ain't the black guy on the barbecue sauce bottle.
No.
That's Stubbs.
I thought that was Sweet Baby Ray.
You don't see his face. Sweet
oh, really?
Baby arms. But you see Stubbs' face.
I just had a random thought. It's kind of crazy.
By my barbecue sauce, I'm still.
Yeah, I'll ask it. Like, it's not from a place of malice or whatever, but like, do they still make Uncle Ben's?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think he's on it. The Land of Lakes Indian they took off.
Yeah.
She's not on there.
Right.
Aunt Jemima, I have the last bottle of that.
I got that for you. Yep. I secured it.
I don't know how you can send it off to PSA, but we got it.
They'll end up grading them eventually.
Just like they did COVID cards. I don't think Uncle Ben's on the thing anymore.
You know, like that's
he should be on there.
That's
he's on mine.
Very interesting because
in my heart is.
If I don't know, I'm not the guy to maybe question it. I just wonder, like, if somebody was like really like, God, we got to come up with a new way to say the R word, and not of like the one meaning like R-A-C-I-S-T. We need to come up with a code word so we don't keep getting the podcast demonetized. Because words like that, certain countries in the world saying the B word. That's why I can't talk about my beard bomb. Because people actually think I'm hiding one in here.
Dude,
I'm talking about bomb, B-A-L-M.
That's what I need help with.
What?
Not what we could say, but who can say it.
Well,
remember the Tim Scott commercials from back in the last political cycle?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He got away with things that you couldn't say.
Well, he said people, he said in the commercial that aired that people called him Uncle Tim.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, okay, if I said that, like, you know, and I wouldn't say that, but if I did say that, it would not be taken, like, the right, it'd be an awful context.
Well, yeah, but it's, I guess my thought was looking at it from like a total marketing scheme or a plan or whatever, but like, if someone was really, we didn't decide a way to say it.
Let's come up with a word.
What's the opposite of colorblind? I don't know. It's not a good thing here. We'll come up with that off the air. But in other words, if someone was really against those of color, we'll go that way. Would they buy a product that had a person's face on there? I would feel no. I would think no. They would not. If they really,
that's where they adjust it to fit their kind of narrative, right? Like, they'll buy it, but they feel like they're getting one up on somebody. Like some kind of power shift, which some kind of odd, like, you know, power shift is not there. Like, I bought this.
You said shift, by the way. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, I can do the other one, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm giving you my money because I bought it. You know, like, you only got money because of me.
Right.
Well, those weird, stupid things.
I guess. I mean, I also, like, I'm not saying this with any kind of insincerity either. Like, you don't have to text. Like, I realize what I'm about to say, but, you know, like, there's certain depictions that could be seen as that. I get that. Absolutely. I mean, I absolutely get that. You know what the problem is? There's no over-exaggeration thing to really, like, do for just people like me who's just a very basic white person. Like, there's no caricature. There's no... I mean, I'm not looking for the word stereotype, but there's the, you know, if you wanted to be offensive, there's not a whole lot of words or things to do. I mean, and that sucks. I want to help.
There are no good slurs for white folks.
I like all the ones that are, like, I do. Like, I love honky. I wrote that in an email the other day.
But it's not a good one, like, you know.
Well, I didn't. I had to think about it because I say it more than I write it. So I was like, is it donkey with an H or is it honky like H-O-N-K-I-E? So I called a known racist and I asked him.
Yeah.
I said, how do you spell it? So he looked in his little book and he told me.
He had a racist handbook?
Yeah.
What about cracker? Do you like cracker instead of honky?
Cracker, I don't really.
Uncle.
Cracker. Oh.
Okay, you know what? I don't like it now.
Oh.
I'll go back to honky.
God, is that a play on, like...
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, wow.
I just don't like him being the first thought when you say the word. I prefer the food.
I think saltines.
Yeah.
First thing. All right, that's a fun word association thing. Like, I mean, my mind's always in the gutter. If you say the word wet, I mean, okay, you know, I'm not thinking weather.
I think of swimming.
Hey, no, you're such a lady.
Dude, another random thought. Racism is only racist because it comes from a place of hate. If we said it from a place of humor,
oh no,
it would be like, it would take the sting out of, like, the hate out of it, and it would be
more
unifying.
Taking that's what I think has really hurt comedy, is that, not to say that there's not good comedians or good stand-up shows, but they're, you got to admit, like, they're all very niche-y.
They really are.
Like, in fact, we'll know instantly. Who's the guy who's insanely popular right now, but his big thing is he does family humor?
Oh, Bargatze.
Yeah, there you go.
I love him. He's great.
Well, who wrote that? Well, maybe didn't write that blueprint, but who kind of laid that out?
God, you go back to, like, Seinfeld, Tim Allen, guys like that.
But I was thinking more along, like, the stand-up kind of level of, you know, good old boy Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say I hung out with him 5 minutes. It's not a hangout, but I talked with him for like 5 minutes at the Charlotte race a couple years ago. Wow. And that guy is real. I mean, like, that's nice. Him. He's,
yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't want to go that way in comedy.
Because I feel like, what if, you know, it's like finding out Bill Cosby was what he was when you grew up as him, is thinking, like, man, if I had a black dad, I'd want him to be like Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you really would.
What? Who would yours be, Paige? Fred Sanford?
Hey, big dummy.
Yeah, I would love that, as a matter of fact.
We'll do that as a topic one day. Who would be your black, and then black people call in, who'd be your white dad? We'll reverse it around.
God, John Amos, man, that would be my black dad. He was so intimidating to people.
You would want an intimidating dad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Plus, you know, he went on to own McDowell's too, so, you know.
Well, that was a different series. Free Big Mac. So you're like fan fictioning him as a person in real life.
He's the dad for Coming to America.
Yeah, but then at the end, though, John Amos got his because he didn't have to live in the projects with his crazy son, JJ, and he got to end up being in-laws with royalty. So. Yeah.
You wouldn't want Samuel L. Jackson as your daddy.
I couldn't say his name. He's going to get pissed at.
Snakes on a plane.
I haven't been the same since. I would love that.
You know how I first knew him, Samuel L. Jackson, because my mom had a friend who named her baby after him. I was like, who is that? I'd ask her.
Samuel L. Light.
His name was Samuel L., and I won't say his last name, but I'm like, why would you name your little fat white baby after Samuel L. Jackson?
Like, she said, I am naming him after it. Did this happen? Oh, wow.
I had to ask who it was. I'm like, who is that? I didn't become acquainted with him until Pulp Fiction, you know, later in life.
Yeah, you weren't your
Chattanooga
daddy,
Samuel L. Jackson.
Mother blanking snakes on a plane. That's my daddy.
You know.
Why'd you name your kid after him?
No kidding. Like, I mean.
Big dumb woman. Big fat dumb ass
generally
woman.
Speaking, oh, like, if you know, he's had a plethora of awesome movies, Samuel L. has. But,
him.
Like, for some reason, the first one is Snakes on a Mother Blanket Plane.
I love it.
Like, that's the first one. What do you want to go with that association?
Also, this chick I'm talking
did
about.
King Kong Bundy want to name his grandson Ted? I think not.
No, Teddy Bundy.
Teddy Bundy, Paige, yes.
Teddy Bundy, get in the house now.
This chick that named her kid after Samuel L. Jackson, her brother was the first one I ever saw do cocaine, but I didn't know what he was doing at the time because I'm too young. So then when my mom takes me to the little family get-together because we're all hanging out, she said, do not say what you saw him do. Do not mention it to anybody.
And you're like, you're thinking, why did she do it too? She doesn't want the...
I'm like, why does she not want me to talk about
isn't
it?
Isn't it fun how when you get older and stuff you just accepted as a kid or like you didn't think was what it was? Like
I was telling you,
my best friend, when I lived at Poe Mill, or one of my best, I had two, looking back now, his mother was a crackhead. I had no clue. She always was in bed, always. That or AIDS, one of the two.
Both, probably.
It was that time.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just real, you know, malnourished, and her eyes were always glazed over, and she was always.
You didn't ask?
Looking at you. Well, I didn't. I thought.
Well, you know what it was.
Back
probably.
Then, as a kid, you assume she's a wino. Like, that's just what it was called. Oh, it was a wino.
Yeah.
But I think she was, because the house had this chemical smell to it.
Oh, I had to be drugs, right? But you didn't think crack was local until, like, way later?
No, not to that episode of Different Strokes.
Just heard about it in movies. Like, we don't have that here. We don't have crack here.
I mean, ain't no crack here, man. We still on that, you know, wacky tobacco.
I wish you could reach out and find out, like, you know, to that person. Like, hey, was your mom actual, like, a crackhead with AIDS?
I've talked to that person since then.
Oh,
that person
gosh.
Is a, and... I'll show you off the air. I don't want to say it on the air because they'd be like, hey, you're talking about my mom, the cricket. But he went on and wrote like a couple books, like Accomplished Dude. Yep.
Son of a crackhead.
Yep. And I was like, man, thinking back now, like your mom never worked and she was always in bed and always had this wild eye. Like,
it's not a kid's book, right? Like, you know, an educational type of. This is like a book.
Yeah, well, book.
Like a real book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. On financing. Yeah. So clearly, we strayed apart for years.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's another good one. If you're in a car, don't make this make you drive faster, because it's how it always gets me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Little A7X.
It's like Hell's Waiting Room.
This is actually one of Fatboy's favorite bands, A7X, because that's currently what size shirt he's wearing right now.
God almighty.
A7X.
That's what it's going to get to.
I feel bad. But actually, I feel bad. I really do. Like, I've been on that side of the aisle, baby, where my weight was way out of control. Now, I never hit the likes of what you've hit, allegedly. I still don't believe it.
Oh, you know? It really is.
I really don't. And I've tried to pick you up before, and we remember what happened that time.
Don't do that in this room.
I fall backwards. We go through the wall like in a movie, and 2 years later, I have to get my hip replaced. So, it's your fault.
Dude, when I get past the first 10 pounds, I really feel it. Life is like a complete 180. You got energy. You want to do stuff.
Life's like a box of chocolates. You got to eat 12 dozen of them.
But if you backslide, it's like I am right now. I'm leaning back in the chair. My eyes are literally half open.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you tired or just that comfortable, relaxed?
I'm sluggish.
Oh,
all
no.
of since yesterday, man. I'm like, oh, yesterday was a horrible
How's
eating
your
day.
Why?
Oh, high. It's been high. Yeah.
Oh.
I had a blizzard last night.
God bless.
I had a freaking...
blizzard give you a mudslide, if you know what I mean.
I can't have that anymore.
I don't want to say where I went, but I've been told I rule from time to time.
Oh, wow.
Might have got a chicken sandwich of a certain royal lineage.
Ooh.
Or two.
Sir Spur?
I just packed it in, man. I'm like, oh, I ate too much. And I'm just sitting there. Because I got one of these chairs at home, too. I just lay back in.
Oh, you were eating at home? Sometimes I'm bad about eating in my car.
Paige loves eating out.
She does.
No, I'm always grabbing stuff and eating on the run. And it's
Let's go jogging.
Yeah.
I'll be up front. Yeah.
That is true with her schedule.
Usually it's like chicken, like strips of some kind.
I do want to know more about your nugs. Go ahead.
Nugs. You don't like nugs.
Oh, I hate
like
nugs.
Strips.
I
Nugs are okay, but
I just don't like the new way we do things, where we shorten words, we combine words. No one take. Who is everyone's so busy? Who has that? I don't have the time to say romantic comedy, so I say rom-com. But I'll ask you this: prior to that, did you ever say to anyone, "I watched this new movie last night. It was a romantic comedy"?
No, no. You know why? I don't want to get my ass beat.
Yeah, it's like black people didn't ever say, "I listen to rhythm and blues." Like, you know, just don't. It's like I listen to soul music. And then, but then soul food is not just for black people, but it's this weird association that everything gets. And it's like, next thing you know, you're being told you're still in culture. It's like, no, I'm a fan.
Yeah, there's no misappropriation.
I remember wearing a Bo Jackson jersey and the football one, Raiders. I bought it at Sports Unlimited on 29 Wade Hampton. And I remember.
Oh, I remember that story.
I remember, like, I'll straight up and tell you. My friend's dad said there was a time when I can't say this. I'll be glad to Smokey and Bandit it.
Hang on a second. Yeah, let me get the thing.
I mean, this is just life, but it. I think what it is, it makes me feel old when I can admit that this much stark bad times were going on during my lifetime. All right, go ahead.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just walking on back.
It works out well when we can do that because it's like a timeout in a sports game. It really is what it is.
Saves jobs, really.
and saves jobs and fines and such. And Fat Boy, you really you helped me out with the filter there. So I had on the Bo Jackson jersey, and I was at my friend's house who, and this is going to sound like such a white person to say, I was at my black friend's house. Why? What's wrong with that? It's part of the story. I'm not just like your grandma telling you about people in traffic, and they only point out people of color.
It makes sense in this case.
It does. So he said, you know, it was that Bo Breaker time. It was Bo Jackson, you know. And he's like, you know, when I was your age, if I had worn a white guy's football jersey, which I wanted to say, first off, you couldn't have went and bought a jersey like that back then. They didn't do it like that.
No.
You just had random T-shirts with numbers just ironed on there, whatever. He says, if I had, at your age, wore a white man's football jersey, it wouldn't have went well.
Which is awful.
That sounds so strange.
But I still wonder, and he's since passed, but I wonder, would it have been bad because white people then would have been mad at him, or people from his own friends and family would have been like, why are you a turncoat? Like, I still don't know the answer to that.
I think it's more so the latter.
But that's what sucks is like, why? It's like somebody texted in earlier and said, you know, I made the comment that, what was it about? The people, the images of certain products people considered racist. And I was like, well, if somebody was really, really racist, they wouldn't want to consume food that had a person on there they didn't like in real life. So the same thing kind of like goes for that. Like, why?
Plus, like you said, you're at the mercy of whoever they wanted to put out, too. That's how you had that Seahawks jacket.
I had a Seahawks jacket because...
That's why everybody in the country had a Hornets starter jacket.
Because you can find it at Walmart.
No, Sam White Sports World.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
But even then, it was limited what they would carry.
Yeah.
As far as national brands go.
Yeah, but it's just like, well. So anyway, the point was, hey, what about the, and they're talking about Donald Sterling. Like, what about the NBA team owner who employed a team full of black people, but we found out later on that he was racist? They're making the point that there's still an employee, but like it's the same people argue there's too much. There's also not enough. Like the wrong conversations are being had. Like these are, I am blessed to be able to ask these questions and just wonder, because it's something that's not going to be bestowed upon the next generation of knowing how to talk to people.
Think about
because we're going to be in such fear of offending, but
we can't
maybe
like that
the future will be we'll wear these glasses that will show certain auras. Like, oh, he's wearing that shirt because he's just trying to make you laugh, and he's not racist. Okay, I can tell by the aura now with these new metaverse aura glasses I'm wearing. I can tell that that person doesn't really hate women. He just had a really bad mother, and this is the effect of his life. And I'm not speaking for
the benefit of the doubt does not exist anymore. We are wired to, you know, be combative.
And it's like, just stuff you wondered about. But you, if you actually wonder it verbally, when you're not in, like, this show's always meant to be entertaining, hopefully. But also, I like the little segments where you kind of, like a bunch of you just sitting there scratching your chin right now and just saying, I wonder about that myself.
We were on the forefront of this years ago. Ask a Mexican, ask a black guy. We do all the stuff like that. Ask a whoever.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to know what was going on.
Different cultures, which is, I don't think there's anything wrong with learning about other people and going to other parts of the world.
But what happens is, it instead of adding diversity, it segregates further because...
Plus, you always have to preface it by saying, well, I mean this from a place of love, you know, innocence.
Of course. And that's what sucks about it, because it's like most of your friends would know that about you. If you probably were that way, they wouldn't hang out with you. Yeah. But all it does is segregate further because you're like... You know, I really have no issue with black people or gay people or this or that, but I don't know what's palpable for them, and they probably maybe feel the same about me, so we'll just all stay in our little corner over here.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that really does suck. I mean, down deep, even if you are a racist right now, you got to say, God, man, this is like eating the same meal over and over again. It's like, add a little bit of... Add some Zatarans. Add some Sweet Baby Ray's.
Dude, it gets awkward to try to kind of gauge
where
somebody's humor with it.
Yeah.
You know? I had a friend of color send me a meme that was very racial, and I'm like,
You don't know what...
Yeah. Are you setting me up?
Or? I know. They're like, It's like when you go off with a group of people for the first time, you know, not that anyone's telling jokes of racism, but like somebody has to test the level, even with any joke, let's say. All right? Like, you know, a sexual joke or whatever. If everyone doesn't know everybody's levels, you kind of say words and you kind of watch body language. And if the wife starts looking at the husband a lot, nods her head up and down, she ain't having it.
But we've seen this. We've seen somebody, because we know somebody who would test the kind of gauge it that way, but they wouldn't do it, right? They would straight up ask, hey, does this offend you? And I'm like, that ain't the way to go about it.
Yeah. Oh, because I thought you were talking about the salesperson who tried to offer us marijuana via email at work.
that was a different setup.
I'm like, I know what blind CC stands for now. It's not the vision impaired pizza place. No, it means they can add someone on an email and you won't know they're there.
This person would ask you, does this offend you? And they would continue to say the joke anyway.
He texted me yesterday. It's funny you say that.
That's great.
Paige, I'm going to call you Calgon. Take us away. Oh, what's up in the headlines?
We're going to find out, did they kill Marge? We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys
headlines. Large Marge?
Large Marge from Pee-wee's?
Oh.
Homie. That's the only thing I can say. People say, man, you do a good Marge Simpson, but I can only say the one thing.
Homie.
Paige. That doesn't sound like her.
She didn't say much.
Fat boy. Homie. Homie.
It sounded like one of the sisters.
What's a word that rhymes with homie?
Oh, God.
Baloney. I don't know.
What? No. Baloney a while.
The Rise Guys rule every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
We were timing.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with a story about killing off Marge. Did they really do it?
No.
Can't we either do a new episode?
So listen up, folks. The season finale of The Simpsons caused a big stir because they killed off Marge, except they really didn't. She only died in a flash forward that takes place 35 years in the future. But
they predict everything, so they are now predicting she will die in 35 years. Correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it is pretty remarkable the things they have.
But will the show be around at that point?
It'll be around, but I wonder if they've explained what their timeline is on the show.
No one's aged.
Like, has it been a year?
Nothing's. That little girl still got a pacifier.
Yeah, so has it been like a month in Simpsons time all these years?
Yeah, like, so, you know, in real life, Mo would have, the way they are against the local man owns a bar. They've hiked the insurance on Mo. He wouldn't have been able to stay in business.
Hank Azaria said he wasn't going to do the voice anymore for...
No, he quit that a long time
ago.
I'm sure
that he decided that on his own, too.
Like,
I'd like to walk away from this money. It's a point of principle here.
It's like the guy who quit doing Cleveland Brown, but there was another one, too, that...
You're letting the stank out.
They had to change completely, like actors.
But yet, what is acting? Like...
Exactly.
What is acting? You know, but now there's the... And I want to say I kind of get it, but there's the... Paige, you have to help me, of SAG. There's that certain part of SAG that, like, takes care of people who are, like,
union,
handicapped or whatever. In other words, they get pissed when a person pretends to be mentally ill, there's real mentally ill actors out there that want to...
Typecasting.
It's almost the way you can't wear a blackface. Well, you shouldn't pretend to be...
Yeah, but
like the movie The Ringer, those folks that were in that movie were really from the Special Olympics. Like they were real
but that would,
special like, people.
That would, that's a strange thing that you brought up.
Thank you.
I don't know, SAG and AFTRA. I'm not sure if they've discussed that in length because it's really hypocritical that you can't play something that you're not because that's what the theater is all about.
Well, Paige, we forgot to congratulate Matt because his balls actually just got their SAG card.
Oh, really? Oh. Well, let's congratulate Fat Boy because he just joined the Foreign Actors Guild.
Now, hang on. Now you up 2-1.
Foreign Actors Guild.
You're up 2-1 now, and I got to get you back. We was even.
I just told Paige the joke.
You have to.
You have to. Her mind's never in the gutter, which is a nice little virtuous thing, but is often a speed bump on the show.
Sorry.
You're like Glenda Goodwitch over here, and we're like the monkeys down there.
The band.
Yeah, the band, the monkeys. I'm Ray Manzarek.
Okay.
So we actually own a little boutique down the West End in Greenville.
Come get your offers.
I like that.
They're on sale for $4.99 this weekend. $499.
The episode is called Stranger Things, and it starts with Marge telling Bart and Lisa to always stay close because she and Homer,
homie,
won't always be around. That kind of tugs at my heartstrings.
Is that still a tip of the cap, being in the... featuring the Simpsons?
I don't think so.
I remember somebody got to us on X and said, hey, you're having Bret Hart on. Talk about when he was in the Simpsons. I forgot all about it.
That he was, I think, the first wrestler to ever be on there. But it's to me personally, I mean, you know, people's attention is all over the place now. It's not the mainstream world anymore. But, like, if you get to host Saturday Night Live, that's huge to me.
Yeah,
like,
you're
that's
famous.
One of the biggest things ever. That's off people's radar now. They don't even maybe know that show's still even on.
I never know the musicians.
The cover of Time magazine or the cover of Life magazine or the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I can't like, tell you.
But when's the last time you saw the cover of any of those magazines?
I can't even tell you the last time I've gone to a store and looked in the magazine section.
Hey, we got in Sports Illustrated 3 weeks ago.
It's right here.
It's right there, but it's like... This is where I don't like the future, where everything's digital.
Yeah.
It's like, and they're dumb because this is the time when I would have bought like 50 copies of that. I would have been given all, Caller 13 wins a copy of our Sports Illustrated.
Not really.
But it's digital.
As Michael in Lenore City, Tennessee would say, it's on the GD wall.
Right. Well, and it's also like somebody else pointed out, it's like when a celebrity says they have a show that's on... Max or something, but it's one of those stream only kind of paid ad kind of things.
Hey, we got a new show on Pluto. Oh. Check it out.
Yeah,
I like Pluto.
That's got Paige's movie, right? He drives around at night.
He drives at night. I thought it was on Pluto or Tubi. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, Tubi, but I like Pluto.
Do you? I'm more of a which one says Garsh?
I don't know. There's old movies that I haven't seen in a while, and also French films. So I've been trying to watch a lot of French films.
You're so worldly.
I'm not worldly. I just
that was
like
a compliment.
I like to listen.
You didn't say well read.
She's watching. Emily.
I am well read. I'm graduating.
You know, I'm going on a 2-week. Paige doesn't go on vacation. She goes on holidays. That's when you know somebody's got money. I'm going on a 2-week holiday this weekend.
I'm taking
I wish.
Off.
Not
hey,
that again.
You want a date?
No, I'm your Uber driver. We're at the airport. Hurry up, woman. Get in the car. Now I gotta go take a dump. Do you mind if we stop?
Your place or mine?
Well, I will do it at your place if you're offering.
Oh, strong, silent type.
Yeah, well, that's me. I farted. It was silent but deadly. That's actually what
but
killed
if you
her.
Keep rolling that camera.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost you more though.
My doctor, my boss makes me wear these. It's like a trucker with their.
I want to do that. I want to die another way, but I want to be the sister.
Oh my God! Well, you
and
should
you get banged.
You should convert. They get to come back nine times.
Trixie, I'm gonna be Dixie.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this. This chaos.
That's the janitor after I left Paige's bathroom.
Oh, you timed that one perfect. Yeah. Right when you said silent but deadly, she said, I can get with that.
Dude, I know, I've heard that clip, and I want to hear it more, but I've heard it so much, I know the pacing. It's to the point of, smoke weed every day. Like, you know where it's going to hit. I could hear the right there.
The only time I watched it is like at the big premiere, and
I haven't been to a premiere since it cost me two dented cans.
She didn't mean that the way you think. They had a viewing at Big Brown's house up in North Carolina.
Camelot, where the big premiere, where all the local celebrities go.
God, I like that theater.
That was a shot at you.
it was odd that we had to go to a film festival where you had to donate canned food.
But think about that. What little part of, little slice of life we got to experience of, because I always wondered, do the limos go to like, let's think of a celebrity that's popular right now.
Jesus.
Well, he should be.
Yeah.
He's actually driving.
He's never lost his star.
If he was driving this, we'd stay on the tracks a little more.
That's always my answer when they say, name a celebrity you'd love to see come back to life.
But let's say...
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll go with my answer then. Bob Barker. Do you think Bob Barker took a limo to the big awards show? Or did they park nearby, he popped in the limo, and then was let out on the red carpet? And the answer is probably the latter.
Yeah,
because
that one.
We met... Let's see how silly this is. We met wearing tuxedos behind the theater where the premiere was. A limousine pulls back there. We get into it, go out, make a big circle, essentially, on the road.
And on the red carpet.
And little did the, and I'm not making fun of any folks that came, I swear to God, but just looking at this point of view, we were right behind there the whole time. And then all of a sudden, y'all were just standing there waiting. You're just standing there waiting. And we was right there.
They made
we go drive around, and suddenly they see the stretch limousine look like something from Prom 97. And we come barreling out of it, and it was like all this hoopla. And it's like, what is the limo other than it's literally a driving penis?
Do you know
people? It's like, wow, look at here. Four people get into this big-ass car.
You know, until I decided that was the thing to do, I really didn't want to sit in limos. Because that remind me of funerals.
Well, I didn't want to do them anymore either after the guy that was in the limo with us decided to smoke a cigar and we realized we couldn't roll windows down.
Oh, God.
And you also realize, well, he's also a security tonight because he's a police officer, so we're not going to say anything.
I'm going to pump you good.
He's back.
So good.
Oh, man.
I hope they do a hologram of him in Gilmore, too.
I really do.
I hope one of the Gilmore girls is actually making a cameo. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I love the story of that boy's night in particular.
Well, make me tell that story. People I'm still friends with now, it makes me like hate them a little bit more every time I tell that story.
The other parties involved, that was fun to see that.
That's
trip.
The part I hate saying. Oh, look at here. I looked at the list for Happy Gilmore 2 page. Stephon Gilmore's in the movie. How about that? That'd be fun. She has no clue who that is, and that's fine. I don't know who Donna Karen is. Fat boy.
Sadly, I know who both are.
Okay.
Well, you're a simp. You're a simp cuck.
I don't know. I have to ask Rico what I am.
He's a
sucking
since he knows what the simp means.
Simping ain't easy.
Lord.
Is that a shirt?
It should be, by God, if it's not. Get it at the beach right now.
You want to give us a taste?
Big simp. I'll give you a taste.
We got an hour of freaking...
Does it taste good?
Unadulterated passion coming up. And I mean negative passion.
If it's saucy, I may not want it.
Yeah, this might be.
That literally stews in the f***ing engine bay. Now it's bleeding at the air conditioning. And now, if I walk near my f***ing car in a 20-feet radius, I gag on...
Oh, he's gagging on it.
What was he gagging on from 20 feet away in his car? What was he gagging on?
Lord.
Yeah.
You put it that way. That's a great question.
Text in your answers. And remember, not only is the NSA reading these texts, WhatsApp is not reading them, but Jesus and Santa Claus is. Good morning, everyone.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.